system is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike.
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was, it was cool. It was crazy. You know, it was my my son's first Thanksgiving. So we went to my parents' house and we ate and everybody was there holding him. And he was like, holy shit, there's a lot of people here. And then we all hung out. We ate. And then we went to my wife's place and we ate there. And he was like, oh, so many. Okay, there's not a lot of people here, but I'm tired. And so he kind of chilled out and it was cool. It was good. It was his first turkey day. And for you, I know that it's tradition for you to actually dress up like pilgrims and Indians out there in West Virginia. And
yes.
And you hunt a turkey down in the forest?
Yep, that's how we do it. No, okay, so this is the second Thanksgiving that we had without my dad. And my dad was – Thanksgiving was his holiday. So he did all the cooking for the entire family. Last year, we went to a family's house and we didn't do anything. But this year, me and my brother was like, we want to have it back at our house. So it was my first time ever cooking a turkey, and I was terrified, but it turned out great, and I'm so happy. But funny little story, so we're all sitting there at the kitchen table. There's about, like, 30 of us.
Right.
And we're all sitting there at the kitchen table. My brother gets up to get a drink, and then he screams, holy shit, and then starts running out the front door. And we're like, everybody jumps up all at once, almost kills each other. Mm-hmm. There is a humongous buck standing in his front yard.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, some people would say that could be your father kind of showing, like, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and what's really cool, it didn't run. All 30 of us are outside, and it did not run.
I believe in that stuff. I believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't burn anything.
Nope, didn't burn anything.
I'm glad, because, you know, you're awfully redneck, and I'm glad that nobody fought.
No, we saved that until last night.
Nobody was fighting, sleeping with others, right? Everything was cool? No adultery?
Mike, we're not that type of
person. Oh, okay, my bad. I watch Maury and Bill Cunningham, and I see all that stuff, and every time I see that, I always think about you, when it's just...
Aww.
Yeah, you know, that's good. So let's get into Gotham. Gotham. It's been a minute since we last chatted about Gotham. You know, holidays are crazy. So we're finally getting back together, and we're going to be talking about Gotham Lovecraft that aired on November 24th, just before Thanksgiving, Monday night on Fox. We're going to jump into this one. We're going to talk about some of our favorite parts, and then that's pretty much it, because unfortunately at the end of this episode, that was the mid-season finale. We don't get new episodes until January 2015.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I thought we had, like, two more episodes left.
All new episodes in January.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you know what's surprising? I thought when we first, like, Gotham came out, I thought we were really, really going to have, like, 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm. It turned out to be really good.
Yeah.
This show's really good.
That surprises me.
I liked it. And speaking of this show, what did you think about the opening? Alfred is sitting there, and Kat and little Bruce are there, and all of a sudden these three assassins come over there, and they, poor Gardner, they kill that guy, or I don't know, yeah, I think they did kill him.
Yeah, they killed him, they cut him open to get his blood, he is dead.
He's not a happy camper.
No.
So they kill this guy, and because of Dent, Harvey Dent's big freaking mouth, these assassins want to kill freaking Kat, and they go into the Wayne Manor. And all hell breaks loose, and Alfred whoops
is
ass.
Badass. He is a badass butler.
Dude, that dude there, I was like, how is he going to do that? He was boxing him. He was using his cane as a freaking sword, and he was, oh, dude.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to get Alfred, and oh, my goodness. And then I was like, wait a minute, he is kicking ass.
Do you think that we'll get a, how do you call it, a backstory?
Backstory on Alfred? I don't know. It would be kind of cool because in all the movies, we didn't get like a little backstory.
Right.
We got all of Batman's backstory, but not Alfred. So it'd be kind of cool to see how they do it.
That would be cool. So that was probably one of my favorite parts. I definitely have it in my notes.
Now, did you think that they were after Bruce?
You know what? I didn't. I kind of had a feeling it was. I knew they were after the kids, but I didn't put it. You know, when that part happened there, I didn't think, oh, it's for Kat or it's for Bruce. I just knew that they were coming after the kids. You know, and that's
what. Can I say I want Wayne Manor? Like, I want a house that has like secret passageways to the closet.
Well, you better start playing Lotto. You better
How
seriously.
How freaking cool is that?
His house was huge. I mean, he had little secret passages and everything.
I know, and the passages weren't little.
No, they weren't. They were big. That's a huge house. I'm surprised Bruce didn't stay in there and be like, don't worry, we can, you know. I'm surprised that he didn't have any real secret passages where it was like a panic room. It's like, don't worry, we're going to get in here, and it's gonna be a wrap. But, you know, I guess that wouldn't lead to the cool, let's leave Manor, and little Catwoman's going to, you know, show Bruce the city of Gotham. And everything else. So that was a good the good start there for the episode. And it's obvious that Dent has leaked out and kind of secretly leaked out Gordon was behind it. And of course, Gordon finds out. During that part there, Harvey Dent. I know that the last time we talked about the episode where it introduces Harvey Dent, you're like, oh, he's so dreamy and he's so tall. Do you, I mean, this was kind of shitty for him to do this.
I wanted Gordon to punch him in the face so bad.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad because I was worried that you were going to be like.
He's still dreamy and tall, but when Gordon gets mad.
Dude. And, you know, and I think you mentioned it last time that Dent is really tall. And you see how there were times where I see Gordon up on Dent, and dude, he's like really tiny compared to Dent.
I know, right?
I was like, dude, Gordon, you're short. But dude, you're right. When Gordon gets pissed, I was like, you know, I wanted him to punch Harvey Dent. Like, I think this episode, the last episode with Harvey Dent, I was kind of like, okay, he's trying to do well. But you know what? This dude here, he's a district attorney. I think he's a liar. You know, and it's obvious that he threw Gordon under the bus, and it's obvious that he knows when to play the game, as the mayor would say. You know, what'd you think about that part where Gordon tells the mayor to kiss his ass?
I loved it, but I feel sorry for Gordon. Like, he's no longer a cop now.
No, I was wondering, because at first I didn't catch it, because it was like, I was like, wait a second, and then when he was telling Bullock, yeah, I'm a security guard at Arkham Asylum. I was like, wait, what did I miss? What did I miss? Wait a second. I'm curious. Two things I want to ask you, and of course, the fans of Gotham. How do you think he's going to get his job back? Like, it's obvious that he's going to be the security guard in it. And I don't know if you saw the commercial for the return in January. It looks really good because we're going to see the patience and what Gordon's got to go in there and deal with, but. I mean, do you think the next batch of episodes is just, it's Gordon going to be in Arkham the whole entire time, or do you think he's going to come back as a detective?
I think he's going to be in Arkham. I don't think he's going to come back as a detective right away. I think the only reason if he would come back is if the mayor dies.
Either that or
somebody else takes over.
Yeah, because no, I mean, who else is going to be a good guy? I mean, all the cops are all scared, or they're, you know, Bullock's the only one. You know, and without Gordon there, Bullock might just be like, keep my head down and just do my job. You know? I don't know.
I think it's going to be a challenge.
Right.
It's definitely going to be a challenge for him because, you know, he can't protect the city. He can't investigate the killing of the Waynes now because he's just a security guard. But I think that Nygma, I think he's going to help him out.
Maybe. He was a little upset that he had to leave. Actually getting a hug.
Yeah, he wants to write a letter.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, this might be a good thing that he might not be a detective. Maybe he'll be able to, you know, do more work for the Wayne murders. You know?
Maybe
he'll have some time off. But, I mean, by the commercial. Did you watch the commercial?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it looks pretty badass. And I cannot wait. And I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a trainer here in Houston. His name's Sincere. He used to be he's a DJ, but a long time ago, back in when I first got into radio. And he tweeted me because I tweeted out that I was watching Arrow and I'd mention Harley Quinn, and then he tweeted me saying that he had heard a rumor that Harley Quinn could be making an appearance on Gotham. So I wonder if that's true, not true. I don't know. Have you heard anything about Harley Quinn?
I have not, but if we jump into Arrow real quick.
Uh-oh.
How did she get out of the prison? Because she was already in the prison last season. You heard her voice in the prison.
Yeah, because, well, Suicide Squad's now doing, they're doing, I guess they're doing missions. So maybe that's how she got out and they were doing the stuff.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But is she Harley Quinn? Was she Harley Quinn when she, the last episode?
You know what? I don't know.
I know people are like, well, you're talking about Gotham. Now they're talking about Arrow. Like, me and Mike haven't got to talk about Arrow in a while.
So yeah, we haven't.
Apologize for that.
I just got my fingers crossed. I'm just waiting because I really want to see how Harley Quinn's going to be. Because every time I see a female, it would be an Arrow or even on Gotham. I'm like, is that a young Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Young Poison Ivy?
Oh.
That woman is scared of her.
Because you caught the glimpse of her when they were walking through the subway, right? When she was just sitting there in the beginning?
I didn't.
Yeah, they show, because I wrote in my notes, it was like right when they're going through, and all of a sudden you see this little kid turn around. I was like, ooh, that's, and I even have in my notes, I was like, a little glimpse of Poison Ivy. So I'm glad we get to see her down in that little underground community thing. But, yeah. Dude, I really like Poison Ivy.
She's psycho.
That little girl, she is kind of like borderline psychotic, calm.
You know, she's going to end up marrying Abel.
For Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That kid there.
They'll make a perfect couple.
Don't get me started. Imagine their babies. Good Lord of mercy. Good Lord of mercy. No, I like that little Ivy. She was, I liked her personality. The little girl who plays, I don't know who she is, but kudos. Yeah. I like her. And you said it. I think it's the one person that Minicat Woman's afraid of because she's kind of a lot.
Yeah, like telling Bruce, just keep walking. Just keep walking.
Yeah. So I hope to see a little bit more of little mini Poison Ivy. That would be cool to see. Because obvious that her mom killed herself and her dad's dead. So she's down there just hanging out.
But how about she killed her mom?
You know, maybe. I guess we'll have to see. I got my fingers crossed. We're going to see a little story of little Poison Ivy. What did you think about the big moment? I thought it was really cool to see Bruce jump over the building.
I was scared for Bruce.
He almost made it, though.
He almost did, but I was scared for him.
But since he did that...
Talking about, he does some stupid stuff because...
Whoa.
Stupid stuff. It was this episode where it opened up and he is standing on the railing with socks.
Okay.
Boy, don't you know you need some grip? Go put your tennis shoes back on.
Let me tell you, though, Bruce did that because it's elevating his training process. Yes, he could have been barefoot. Yes, he could have been wearing some rubber soles. But no, he chose to wear socks to elevate the challenge. Hmm? No, you're not buying that, are you?
No, I'm not.
He doesn't do anything stupid. He's a smart kid. I think he overthinks things. You know, but I thought that was cool. I was impressed that he had socks on. I agree with you as a kid and even now. Yeah, I wasn't gonna. I would never wear socks on the bed hand. I mean the stair handles. I mean the whatever you gonna call it. Guard. What are they called? Handrails.
They're called.
What's the politically correct?
God, now I can't remember.
Aren't they handrails?
Yeah, they're balcony rails.
Oh, there you go, balcony rails. Jesus Christ, we're way off. Way off.
Too much turkey.
But yeah, that was good to see, and to see that happening, and then the jumping of it, and of course him jumping gets Catwoman's thumbs up on approval, you know, to enter her world, and then the big moments. You know, I mean, I don't say the big moment right then, but let's say even in the beginning of this episode, Cat throws out that, hey, you want to kiss me? Like she's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And Bruce is like,
why does she want, like, do you want to kiss me now? Do you want to kiss me
now? I think that's her way of, I think she's a tomboy, and I think that's her way of flirting. I think she has a thing for Bruce, you know?
Does she have a thing for Bruce? Well, yeah, she's got a thing for Bruce.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a thing.
If you don't see that she has a thing for him, that explains why you're single, okay? Because.
Look, this is why I'm single. Are you ready for it?
Go.
I've been with myself for 33 years. I laugh at my jokes. I'm gorgeous. I think I'm the one.
Okay. We're going to move on that. And you're a little psychotic, so maybe that's why you're single. Okay, I get it now. I get it why you're single. See, your problem is, Amy, is you stop right there. But keep it going a little bit, and then you'll be like, oh, that's why I'm single.
I'm happy. Believe me, I'm happy being single after all this drama that I've dealt with this weekend.
No, I don't want to hear it. I told you there was drama with you little rednecks out there. see what else. But yeah, but that they finally kiss. She lays it down on him, the smackdown at the end.
Well, he saves her.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He saves her from the psycho girl.
Yeah, he does. He throws things at
her,
and she gets. Did you feel a little bit like when he's dealing with that and Alfred shows up and she kind of sneaks out the window? Did you think like, oh, that's messed up that she kind of left Bruce, or were you like, go Bruce, you know, let Kat escape kind of thing?
No, she left so she could protect Bruce.
Really?
Yeah, because if they're after her, if everybody's after her, her being around Bruce, you know, that just put him in harm's way.
No, but then in the end, remember when the serial killer assassin grabs him, and that's when she pulls out the gun and says, "Where's your friend?" And he's like, she was about to shoot him.
She wasn't going to shoot him.
Yeah, she was.
He wasn't on the contract. She wasn't going to shoot him.
Well, maybe you're right, because I think she did just give him that advice, and that's why she leaves. Oh, yeah, she could have killed Bruce.
Yeah.
So you got to give it to the assassin. At least she's by the book. If you're not on the contract, you're good.
Yeah.
Because some killers would have just killed him.
Yeah. So maybe she didn't kill the gardener at the beginning. Maybe she just bled him a little.
Maybe she just kind of cut him. Well, yeah. She did say cut him open. She didn't say give me some of his. I mean, I don't know. But it's cool. They had rules. And that's good. At least there were assassins with rules.
But hey, Gordon held his own too until she put him in a chokehold.
Dude, I could not believe that. When she choked out Gordon, I was like, really, Gordon? This girl here got you in a chokehold? And knocked
the
him
hills.
Out. I was like, damn it. Damn it. But at least he didn't get killed.
That's true.
That would suck. I'm glad that we didn't see Barbara. Thank God.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
She died. Can the penguin eat her?
Maybe he did already.
Oh, what about the penguin and
Don Falcone?
Don Falcone.
He's a little pissed off.
Yeah.
I was a little worried for the penguin. I was like, oh shit. And
could you sit there and eat like a dead body laying in its oodles and noodles?
Dude, well, hold on. What did you call it? Oodles and noodles?
Yeah.
Who says that? What is that?
SpaghettiOs.
Oodles and noodles. That must be like a Virginia thing, because we don't say that. We say spaghetti, we say linguine, we say pasta. We even say SpaghettiOs, but googles and noogles. Oh, my gosh. No, that was awesome. Don Falcone, I like this guy. You know, even though he's a Don and he's corrupted, he's got rules, too. And he's got certain things, and I like this guy. When he shot that dude in the head and he plopped into the spaghetti or oodles and noodles, that was cool. You see Fish's... you know what? Fish has those facial expressions.
Just like Ryan.
Yes, it's obvious. Come on. Falcone has to know that Fish... Everybody knows...
Maybe they're not looking at each other. Like, maybe he's not looking at her.
No, he's looking...
That's just for our entertainment. Like, ooh, I'm caught.
No, he's definitely... Every time he does or says something, he looks right at her and smiles. And she just kind of goes, But I'm like, Fish, he knows... He knows.
Yeah. What do you think about her and Alfred?
I think there's a little sexual tension there between the both of them.
You think?
Alfred used the Jedi mind trick on her. I think she was impressed.
He totally used the Jedi mind
trick. I think Fish was intrigued and kind of, you know, like, wow, this guy, it's almost like they're alike in a way, you know, how they, you know, except I think Alfred really truly lives that lifestyle. And I think Fish tries to be that, you know, that honorary, you know, kind of person. But I think that's why she was kind of, when she wasn't going to help Bullock and then Alfred comes in and starts kind of complimenting her and honor and the right thing to do and bam.
Yep, so, she ate it up.
I'm surprised she didn't say, Alfred, you owe me. But she told Bullock, you owe me for this one. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think, do I think Alfred is going to sleep with Fish? Hell no.
He's not that trashy.
But there was a little vibe there going on, I think. Definitely something there. I think that's it for me.
That's it for me too. Scale of 1 to 10?
Scale of 1 to 10, I give this episode, I give it a 9. I really like this episode.
Same here.
I really like this episode. It was almost a perfect 10. If I would have given this episode a perfect 10, if Gordon would have got a letter saying that Barbara was hit by a bus and she wouldn't be making it back to Gotham, then I'd be like, yes, I love this episode. But that didn't happen. So, yeah, 9-9 for you and I. And rumor has it, all new episodes in January. And I just looked on my iPhone guide for U-verse, and I don't see an episode of Gotham coming on. So, yes, that was the finale, mid-season finale. I didn't realize a lot of these shows are having these mid-season finales.
Yeah, it normally happens right around Thanksgiving.
This sucks, because now we got to wait for January. And then, of course, The Walking Dead doesn't come back until February. And... Sleepy Hollow's season finale is coming
up. The season finale is coming for Sleepy Hollow, but then, you know, January, what we get back.
What do we get back? Is it the following?
The following.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And they're Instagramming and Twittering and showing pictures from set and behind the scenes.
Maybe we should do one of those shows where we recap and kind of look at their Instagram and talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So as people are listening to Gotham, we do jump on to the following. We've been doing it. This is what, season three?
Season three.
And we did season one and two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be season three of you and I recapping the following. We like that. Kevin Bacon's the man.
Yes, he is.
And so is, what's his face? Serial killer. Joe.
Joe.
I don't remember his last name, but Joe's cool too. And
Joe Carroll. That's not his real name.
I know, but you like people that listen to the show.
There's a new guy too, Mike.
Oh God. Okay, let's
stop.
The
guy, yeah, no, let me tell you real quick. You know the guy that was from
Gotham fans. I'm sorry.
Oh, the fans, they love this.
It's the turkey.
you know the guy, the Almost Human, that TV show?
Yes.
The robot dude?
Yes.
He is part of the cast now.
Oh really? The black dude with the pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Women like that guy. Women like that guy. All right. So, Gotham fans, that is it. Big shout-outs to Gotham TV on TV Tag. Or is it TV Tag on Gotham? I can't remember. Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to look at my phone here. I just got to do it.
It is.
They be
TV Tag Gotham.
Right. And
Gotham
I think
Gotham TV Podcast. Thank you for mentioning us. Gotham Addicts. Thank you for mentioning us. Gotham. Thank you for mentioning us.
Yeah, we have, I'm seeing here, I'm looking at the favorites now. Marjolaine, I can't even, at Bird Live News.
I'm so sorry that Mike had just like.
At totally Jim _ Crummy, at Evil Deary 12, and of course Gotham Addicts that we said. What is this here? This is a favorite here, the official actor, the Cole James Vallis. He's did a little favorite for us, Gotham Addicts. Yeah, you know what? I'm butchering everybody's names. I'm sorry. So, but thank you for everybody that shares, retweets, favorites, all the Gotham fans and everything else. Like Amy and I say, we're never perfect or anything. We're just fans of the show. And that's why we do these recap shows. So we'll be returning shortly, sometime in January for Gotham. So if you want to listen to some of the other shows, or if you're actually tuning in for the first time and listening to this one before you even started the show, there are people that do that. You can hear all the other past shows, a couple spots. You can hear it at the VRO.com. You can actually search Gotham, and all the shows will be there. Of course, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. You can check out the menu and see a bunch of different shows. And of course, iwatchmike.com. I post the shows there as well. Amy, if people want to find you online, where can they go?
They can find me on Twitter, and I have two Instagrams, or two Twitters. Oh my gosh, I'm talking about Twitter and I'm talking about Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
Way too much turkey for us this week.
No, that's you. That's you. You're the one that has problems, not me. Go.
Amy VRO, that is my personal Twitter account, and then you can follow the VRO. And, you know, I do the tweets there, some retweets, stuff like that. Instagram, if you want pictures of my crazy, wacky friends and my family and some host photos and stuff like that, you can follow my personal. It's Amy McCracken on Instagram. And then you can follow Variety Radio Online on Instagram.
There you go. For me, check out iwatchmike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram. iwatchmike on YouTube. And I think that's it for right now. And don't forget, people, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. You can subscribe on iTunes. That way you don't miss a podcast and all that good stuff. So once again, everybody, thanks for tuning in to this last episode mid-season finale of Gotham. We'll be back sometime in January. That's pretty much it. Everybody have a great week. Amy, I guess we'll chat later. I'm going to go eat some oogles and noodles.
Go eat some oodles and noodles.
Oh, God.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.